This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Department of Agriculture tells us that almost 30 million people, almost 10% of all Americans, live in low-income areas that are more than a mile from a supermarket. A mile doesn't sound all that far, but if you don't have a car or if you're working two jobs, that mile can mean the difference between eating right and eating fast food. It's not like there's not consumer demand for decent supplies, so why, then, do supermarkets avoid certain neighborhoods? From KALW in San Francisco, Audrey Dilling has the answer.
Estella Moran needs to pick up some butter. She lives in Visitation Valley, near the southern border of San Francisco. She's about to head into a small market a few blocks from her house.
And it's going to be $4, whereas where I go to Foodsco, it's maybe $2.
Foodsco is about 2 miles away, and Moran doesn't always feel like driving there. She wishes there was a bigger store closer to home. So does Tony Zernick.
Right now, I don't even have food in the refrigerator because I got to go such a distance to go grocery shopping. It's such a pain.
In fact, there are a lot of people on the street who say they want a store here. You might think a supermarket would see this as a chance to have a monopoly. But Tufts University economist Sean Cash says it's not that simple.
Sometimes I think there's a bit of inertia for stores to overcome because if they see that their competitors haven't moved in, then they suspect that their own analysis of the situation might be overly optimistic.
In other words, grocery chains are wondering why no one's there already. Cash says stores need to be sure there'll be enough customers there with enough money.
The amount of money that you have to sink into opening a new store, stocking a new store, it's not something that they take lightly.
Sometimes cities step in to convince stores to do business in these underserved neighborhoods. San Francisco actually got a Fresh and Easy to open up not far from Visitation Valley. But it closed after just 3 years.
From the outside looking in, it's easy to say that it was an underperforming site for them.
City planner Crisia Tano says the reason was pretty basic. Shoppers didn't want what Fresh and Easy was selling. They wanted more ethnic foods. Resident Tavis Landry says he had a hard time shopping there.
When they first opened, they weren't taking the EBT system, the food stamp system, and a lot of people in these communities are using that system.
This spring, a new store will try its hand here in Visitation Valley. It's a discount store called Grocery Outlet. President of Marketing Melissa Porter says the store has a strategy for success.
Each store is independently owned and operated. So all that that store owner has on his mind is serving his neighborhood.
Porter says the store will accept food assistance debit cards. It's all part of doing business in neighborhoods like this one. In San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dilling for Marketplace.